This season of the Lake Effect Podcast is made possible by the Randolph J. and Estelle M. Dorn Foundation.
Hey, thanks for checking out this episode of the Lake Effect Podcast. Today I'm going to be out at Wild Wings Marina in Oak Harbor, Ohio, talking to Robin Chateau, who has been cleaning fish at Chateau's Fish Cleaning for about four decades now. And I think she knows just about everything there is to know about cleaning fish in the business. And so let's find out more.
Good morning, young lady. How are you doing?
Doing just fine.
What are we doing here today?
Cleaning some walleye.
How many you got? Hundreds of walleye?
Yep.
What about yellow perch?
You're starting to see some of them mixed in and some white ones, too.
Okay. So how's this operation work? We're at Chateau's Fish Cleaning. People just show up?
Yeah.
They will take care of all the charter boats plus the public.
Okay. So people just swing by with a bunch of fish and drop them off?
Yes.
How do you charge? Is it by the fish or by the pound? By the pound? Okay. How'd you get started in the fish cleaning business?
My husband actually is the one who started it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, 2 years before I married him, yeah. So when he had his stroke, I took him over, yeah.
So you got stuck doing the hard work?
Well, I did when he was working, too, because he was going fishing a lot.
Ah, that's not fair. Do you ever go fishing?
I used to.
Now,
never have time to anymore.
Right. Yes, I know the feeling. How early do you start and how late do you work?
It varies. In the spring, we're down here at 6, 7 o'clock in the morning.
That early?
Yeah, but this time of the year, it's usually around 10 or 11.
Okay. So people drop their fish off. They pay you ahead of time?
No.
They pay when they pick up their fish?
Yep.
And how do you know whose fish is whose?
Because we got paperwork we got to do on the chart, and plus they got a card we use on the fish.
Okay.
And everything's got to match when they pick up.
Okay. Yeah. So, Robin, have you ever had somebody try to get someone else's fish, or maybe their buddy's fish, or?
I think every business has.
Really? Mostly walleye and yellow perch, is that correct?
Mainly walleye right now, but yellow perch are starting.
Do people ever bring in catfish, carp?
Oh, yeah.
Else?
When the cotton's blowing, the catfish are coming in.
Oh, really? Okay. How long does it take you to clean a walleye?
I never timed myself. I taught my daughter when she was 5. And she's got faster speed than I do because I'm getting older now.
Right, right. What about yellow perch?
I had one for 17 perch a minute years ago.
You're kidding.
No.
And you still have all your fingers?
Yep, all of them.
Use an electric knife or a regular old-fashioned blade?
Electric knife.
Makes it quicker?
Yeah.
Okay. By my estimation, it looks like it takes Robin about 12 seconds to clean a walleye, including cutting the cheeks out and cutting off the wings, which people use to make little finger appetizers. Let me ask you this. What's the most unusual thing, fish-wise, that you've seen come through here?
Oh, new.
What about the weights last year in the one stomach?
Oh, really?
Yes. It was when
after a tournament.
Yeah.
You're
cheated.
Kidding.
It stuffed a bunch of them sinkers down inside the throat.
Really? Did you mention it to them when they came to get their fish?
Yeah.
What'd they say?
Well, he's not allowed to fish any tournaments anymore.
Oh, are we talking about the two gentlemen that got busted?
I think it might have been them.
Okay, no kidding. What about ODNR tags, like pit tags? You ever come across those on fish?
We used to, but now they don't do that anymore.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's the largest walleye you've cleaned?
13 pounds.
13 pounds, no kidding. And the smallest, 15 inches?
Yep.
Do you ever have people bring walleye in that look like they're not 15 inches?
Sometimes. Game boards are around here big time, so they're always checking as soon as they come in, they're up their boat.
So the state wildlife officer swings by sometimes and
Oh, chat with people?
And he checks our chart.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Need a funeral.
And you keep a chart for the ODNR about how everybody, no kidding. What about small perch? I know a lot of people, if they don't have to clean the fish themselves, they'll keep very small perch. Is that the case?
Oh, yeah.
How small?
4 or 5 inches.
You're kidding.
They still got milk on their lips. That's how I label it.
How long, if you're really busy, how long could it take someone to get their fish clean?
Usually they have, say, 80 pounds, it's probably like 20 minutes, 15, 20 minutes.
Oh, really? And if they're lined, if there's boats lined up here or people lined up, they could have to come back later in the day?
Yeah.
Or then even the next day?
Not so much the next day.
Okay. What's the latest that you ladies have worked out here cleaning fish?
This year, 11:30.
So from dawn until 11:30 at night? You're kidding.
Because they open almost all night long when they eat it.
Yeah, 1, 2 o'clock in the morning.
Really?
Can't do that anymore.
That's a long day. I see some birds around here. I see egrets, herons, some gulls. Do you have a lot of birds that hang out trying to snag something to eat?
Oh, yeah. Even at night, you can see at nighttime, cats try to get in there. All you see is their eyes glowing.
Oh, really? You trying to get a free meal?
Yep.
Okay. Well, they're just trying to make a living, right?
That's right.
Robin and her daughter are clearly inundated with walleye, anywhere from 15 inches to fish that look up to be about 24, 25 inches. There's several groups of guys here that are patiently waiting for their fish to get cleaned.
Robin, there's a couple dumpsters filled with fish. What happens to all that?
BFI comes and picks them all up.
Goes to the landfill?
Twice a week.
Yep.
Anybody ever grab any to put in the garden for fertilizer?
Some.
Makes great fertilizer.
And some get it for turtle bait.
It looks like you're cutting out the cheeks out of these walleye. Is that the case?
Yeah, some people want cheeks and wings. So.
And why is that?
Because they like, they're really good.
Just a tender little morsel?
Yeah, you cook them, they're in and out.
When people pick up their fish, do they often tip you?
Yeah, yes.
Why do you think they tip? They're just happy they didn't have to clean their own fish?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You cut the fillet off. Are there still bones inside, or how does that work?
Yeah, you got the rib bone right here.
Okay, and you cut it out?
Yeah, and you peel that out.
Is that the same with perch?
Yeah.
Yep.
So basically, cleaning all fish is essentially the same.
Yep. It's a little soft, like perch, you can cut a lot softer when you do the walleye, so.
And then after all these fillets are taken, what happens to them then?
They put them in a refrigerator and wait for them to pick them up.
Okay, so they get bagged up and refrigerated.
Yeah, how they want it, how many guys there is.
Do you ever end up with fish yourself that people never picked up?
Honey, I can't eat them anymore. I'm highly allergic to them, but I still do my job.
Okay. And young lady, you're Robin's daughter, is that correct? And what's your name and how long have you been cleaning fish?
Holly, 36 years.
36 years.
Yep.
So you started when you were a little kid?
Yes, yeah, and I was 5.
You were 2 of 5.
You were cutting fish at 5 years old?
Yeah.
With an electric knife?
Yep.
Really?
Yep.
Holy smokes.
Sorry.
Most people would think that is crazy.
Yeah.
You never left my side.
Yay.
So right now she's whipping a giant bin of fish onto the table. Looks like about 2 dozen walleyes. And a catfish.
So when you were young, were people amazed when they came out here and saw a kid cutting fish?
Yeah. People still bring it up when they come up.
Really?
They'll say, we see you over 30 years ago out here.
No kidding. Did you get extra great tips being a little kid?
Yes.
Really? So how long can you cut fish before you have to sharpen your blades?
Usually you just throw your knife out and get a new knife.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
You can't sharpen an electric blade knife.
How long does a blade last, or how long does a, did they last?
About a week or two.
A week or two. No kidding. Now, what's the season for cleaning fish? Or is that all weather dependent?
It's all weather dependent. Usually they start March, and then we go through November, part of November.
March through November. If the weather's really warm and fishing starts early, you start early?
Yes.
So what do you do there in the wintertime? Is that vacation time?
No, I waitress.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You ever run across any customers that are difficult or they have special requests?
Yeah.
Or is everybody pretty cool?
Some get dark, difficult ones, especially when they come in drunk.
Oh, after a day on the water, they're already drunk?
Yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah.
And what do they do? Just like harass you, comment?
Yeah. And that's my job, why step in and take care of the situation.
Robin said that when folks come in drunk, she lets them know they're talking to the wrong women. Actually, so many fish come through here that there are three old school industrial metal conveyor belts with rollers on them for running what appear to be probably two dozen or three dozen giant tubs filled with fish down to the cleaning table. It's actually quite the operation.
Do you like me to help you dump those?
No, thank you. We're good.
You know what you're doing?
Get your white shirt on bloody.
Yeah, here in white. You'd be covered.
How long does it take to fill one of these dumpsters up? When it's busy?
Sometimes we can fill two in one day.
You're kidding.
No.
I guess you don't want these hanging out too long.
No. 1, 2. You got it?
Yep. This is where the birds sneak up and grab something.
Well, it was high.
During biggest week in American Birdie, do you ever have birders out here watching your...
Oh, it was fine.
Really?
Oh, fine. Sometimes you feel like they're watching you, though.
So, young lady, it wasn't a super long day today.
No.
It was
all at once.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How many walleye did you clean today? And your daughter?
She cleaned 300. Before I got there, and we cleaned 600 when together.
900 fish?
900 pounds.
Oh, 900 pounds, okay. And it wasn't a long day?
No, because they all came in at once.
No kidding. Any yellow perch come in? Anything else?
We had some light perch come in and some yellow ones, just a few here and there.
And a catfish?
Some catfish, some of them today.
Okay. I noticed there are basically a lot of guys just kind of hanging out, watching, staring at you. Do you feel the pressure when we're
waiting
on the
fish? No, it don't bother me at all.
Really? Because it's going to happen, how it's going to happen, and
yeah,
that's it.
Been doing it too many years, it don't bother me.
Do you ever get people that they want to get bumped up in line?
Yes, I said, no, it's first come, first serve. We can't do that. We already gave them a time, and we stand by it.
Right.
Now I said, it's an emergency, you know?
Right.
There's a lot of rules you got to follow. Papers, they come in and check all the time, make sure everything's filled out, matches up with the cards and all that. And they look for people that's going out approaching twice a day.
Oh, double tripping.
Double.
So they check the papers.
Sometimes three.
Yep.
I said, well, you're checking that for the wrong reason. I said, if they go out and do that, they might bring them to me once, or they're going to be cleaning themselves the next time.
Right. So it doesn't show up on paper.
Then you always show up when they're leaving. Where are you at when it's happening?
Right. Well, Robin, thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy morning to talk to me about the fish cleaning business. I appreciate it.
You.
And hopefully one day I'll see you somewhere around the lake.
That'd be nice.
Thanks for joining me for this edition of the Lake Effect Podcast. I'm your host and producer, James Proffitt. Our executive producer is Chris Pfeiffer. To hear more, go to wgte.org/lakeeffect. And I hope to see you somewhere around the lake.
WGTE. Voices around us. This season of the Lake Effect Podcast is made possible by the Randolph J. and Estelle M. Dorn Foundation.